Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Let's take a look at your NFC East standings and go around the division. So Washington at 1-1 is tied for second with Dallas, one game back of Philadelphia. Eagles are 2-0. Cowboys 1-1, as I mentioned. And then you've got the Giants, the lone winless team at 0-2 to start the year. We'll start with Philly. Back-to-back wins. They survived the Cowboys 24-20 and then narrowly edged out Kansas City 20-17. They're doing the thing they do. They are the Chiefs of 2-3 years ago and last year, where it's never pretty. There's never style points. There is zero sex appeal here with how they play football. They don't even get the ball to their playmakers anymore.
Yeah,
you know, they're winning games where Jalen Hurts throws for 100 yards. And you're going to do one of these things where you go, is Jalen Hurts good? Are the Eagles good? Is A.J. Brown still, you know, at the peak of his powers? And all these questions will be asked for weeks at a time. But you're going to look up, and they're going to keep winning and winning and winning. They're so good in the trenches. Great offensive line. Great defensive line. Bottom line is, this team is good. This coaching staff, led by Nick Sirianni, is very good. And they're going to win their 13 or so games when this thing's all set and done. I mean, you just played back-to-back competitive frisky teams, and at Arrowhead is about as signature a victory as you're going to find at this level. That's SEC win at LSU or whatever when they're good. That's as good as it gets. That's a keeper. You can frame that one. They are 2-0. They are playing the Rams, hosting L.A. Good news for them. 1 o'clock game in Philly, which means 10 o'clock Rams local time. Advantage there this weekend. Both of those teams are 2-0.
Their schedule is difficult, and they've emerged through a couple of weeks. You know, testing the first week, that's always such a weird variable. And how teams do in week one, given, you know, the different preparations and how much teams are playing in preseason. But the Chiefs on the road, is not, when they're already 0-1, is not an easy place to go play, and they did. They won that game. They got the Rams this week, who gave them the toughest time in the postseason last year.
If not for the weather, the Rams would have eliminated them last year.
I think so, with some of those turnovers and fumbles and things that happened. At Tampa Bay, and Tampa has given them fits in the past. They blasted them, I think, a couple years ago in the postseason. But that's what I wanted to get to. Philadelphia, 3 years ago, so 2022, lost in the Super Bowl. They started the following year 10-1, but everyone's kind of going, come on, they're getting away with it. They're finding ways to win, and they're lucky. And then they had that you know, crash down to earth at the end of the season. Then they won the Super Bowl. This year reminds me of that 2 years ago team that was winning despite some of the factors against them and then came crashing down. They're 29th in the NFL in yards. It's not as if they're just ripping off gain after gain and haven't scored a ton yet. The offense hasn't clicked to this point, and yet they're 2-0.
Cowboys at 1-1. So they beat Philly. They lose to Philly, rather, in a game it looked like they could have won, and then they beat the Giants. For Dallas, the 24-20 loss to the Eagles, I come out of that L going, this team might be okay.
They're okay.
Then they beat the Giants, and I come out of that game going, this team's got major flaws. It's kind of funny in that way. They gave up 37 to a Giants offense that looked gross a week earlier here in Washington. They have now allowed an average of around 30 points through 2 weeks. I think their defense will be a big problem. They can't rush the quarterback. They could really use an edge rusher who can get home and be a catalyst for them. It's hard to find those guys, though. As you know.
Yeah, if you have one, you can't let them walk out the door.
You would never do that.
Right.
But offensively, they can score. They've averaged 30 points. They scored 40 against the Giants. Dak Prescott's coming off of a prolific game through the air where he threw for 360 and a couple touchdowns. And you know who's sneaky been good for them is Javonte Williams. He ran for two touchdowns in week one, and then 97 yards and a touchdown in week two. I did not think he would look this spry.
This feels like one of those reverse order of operations where the pass is setting up the run, because you got a couple of scary guys on the outside and CeeDee Lamb and Pickens, and now you're able to run against some favorable boxes and good looks. But yeah, I mean, I don't think offense is going to be the issue for them. I mean, you go up against a great defense, maybe they'll turn you over or something like that. But to me, this is going to be the story of their year. They're not going to be that much fun to play because they can move the football. They can score. I think defensively, they're going to be reprehensibly bad, and that's going to hold them back from, you know, really good status. But again, I think they'll beat the Bears this weekend. They've got the Jets, the Panthers, and a couple other very beatable teams. They're going to be kind of hanging around, I think.
I'm not as convinced they beat the Bears. I think that's going to be a really tight game this weekend. Soldier Field in Chicago, 425 kick, national TV. That is your A broadcast for Fox. So Tom Brady will be getting all the good info that he needs right before the Bears play the Raiders.
Isn't that weird?
Cowboys, Bears, Sunday in the 4 o'clock window. And then finally, the Giants, who are 0-2. Bad news for them. They host the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football.
Who are 0-2 in their own right.
I mean, the only thing worse than having to play the Chiefs when you're 0-2 is them being 0-2 as well, desperate for a win. They're not likely to get off the schneid in New York because you would think the Chiefs are going to win their first game of the season. But things are looking up. After scoring 6 in week one, they dropped 37 on the Cowboys in force overtime. And I don't think Russell Wilson, prior to OT, could have played better. 450 yards, 3 touchdowns. Not sure it's the best thing for them long term, but probably pushes Jackson Dart's ETA back a couple weeks.
Chiefs, Chargers in back-to-back weeks at home. So good luck getting off the schneid there. Maybe not till they go to New Orleans in week number 5 where you find their first win on the schedule. But yeah, I mean, the fact that they were competitive at all, I think, was a big step forward for them. And it just kind of tells you where the program is, right? I mean, the fact that they lost that game in overtime in Dallas, everyone's going, oh, wow, that wasn't an embarrassment. Just kind of tells you sort of the level and the eye line for it.
Scanning the NFC East for you on Grant and Danny on the Fan. By the way, Drew just tweeted me. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Grant H. Paulson. Danny's at Funny Danny. Drew says Adam Banks actually injured his wrist in the first matchup with Team Iceland in the Goodwill Games. I don't think that's true, Drew. Dare I challenge my guy on the Mighty Ducks? But I believe that the whole point was he was playing against his old team, the Hawks, and he was celebrating a goal, and someone came over and whacked him on the wrist. Unless you're telling me that was Gunnar Stahl's boys that did that. And if that is, in fact, the case, then I'll stand corrected. But maybe a Mighty Ducks fan out there can give me the good details on that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.